Hey, beautiful souls, you're very welcome back to some guidance for this new moon solar eclipse in Sagittarius. You are with myself, Hazel Halley. This is for the 29th to the 6th of December, 2021. But as ever, all of these readings are timeless. This is a collective reading. For a personal reading, Reiki session or attunements, past, future, life regression, hypnotherapy or organi, head over to my website, cosmicangel555wixsite.com. The link will be in the description. I am taking bookings for 2022. Also, check out the upcoming online events in 2022, the group Past Life Regression, the monthly Full Moon Reiki and Sound Healing with my soul sis, fellow Reiki Master, and also the 12-12 Chakra Workshop with my soul sister. So, and also sign up for the monthly Cosmic Newsletter. The first one will be in December. And anyone that has RSVP'd to the upcoming events, I will get back with more information as soon as possible. I'm so excited to connect with some of you in 2022. So this new moon solar eclipse in Sagittarius is on the 3rd, the 4th of December 2021. And as we know, eclipses are powerful portals for our ascension individually and collectively. And this one is no different. So this eclipse is a beginning and an end point to the eclipse season and lessons that we have been working through since May 2020. It is also bringing the starting point of our next chapter and new destination. We have been reborn in many ways through this year's eclipse cycle. And now we have integrated this, we can now step into bringing this new us into the physical. So much has happened since 2020, and now the dust has settled, we may find ourselves reflecting on how them events and happenings led us to where we are right now. This eclipse is bringing rewards for all our hard work. However, we have been growing throughout the eclipses, and the last 2 years we will now see the end of that journey. It is a powerful time for manifesting into the physical and sowing seeds and intentions for our highest good. Both Neptune and Mercury are pretty active around this solar eclipse, bringing in deeper truths, understandings of our journey. It is so important to use our discernment and trust our intuition and feelings, as Neptune is the planet of intuition and spirituality. Listening to our higher selves. Chiron, the wounded healer, is also strong around this time, giving us the energy to tap into the strength from our experiences. So surrendering into the flow and opening to the new beginnings and opportunities to come with this new moon solar eclipse. Eclipses are strong and you may be feeling a little drained leading up to it. Staying grounded and hydrated will help. also conversations with our higher self and others coming up, making sure to come from the heart center with them. So all in all, amazing energy of growth, new beginnings, closure, lessons, expansion and opportunities. So as ever, let us take a moment and shift our awareness away from the external. Tune into our heart center. Ground our cord into Mother Gaia. And up into Venus. And tune into the amazing frequencies of love, light and guidance that's available right now. So beautiful souls, getting struck right in as I am late with this reading. I did go camping the weekend and as we know, it takes me a little while to get back to normal and get everything done here in my physical life before I can get back to this. So the first card that we got for the overall energy for the week ahead as a collective for this new moon solar eclipse in Sagittarius is Grand Chiron with blessings. So this is coming in, beautiful souls, because it is going to be a time where things can start flowing a little bit easier in lots of ways. Things are going to be lifted right now and we can take this path of less resistance. But again, we still need to keep doing our work, keep focused, but again, not letting any of these opportunities fly by or pass by. So again, we are being really guided also to follow through any goals or projects that we started once they are still in alignment with our highest good and our heart center. But all in all, this is a time where the universe can start bringing that flow, or I should say where we can start opening up more to the universe, bringing in that flow and accepting it. So a good energy to kick us off for this week ahead. The next card that we got is Extremes, Hot Moon. So this is coming in, it's again, there's balance coming in strong this week. And this is guiding us to seek balance in extremes, build our resilience for when things are a little bit cray cray and we can come at it calm and collected. So again, like we can experience extremes in life as well, with losses, with relationship breakdowns, with conflicts, with whatever life and our soul mission has planned out for us, with our lessons. But again, it is building our resilience, our wisdom, our calmness for when things are at their extremes, and just developing this grace under pressure. And I'm also feeling, beautiful souls, that another message with this is that things might be feeling a little bit extreme right now. You might be feeling a little bit getting pulled one way or the other, or things maybe just feeling really heightened and intense right now. I know, as I mentioned last week with Sagittarius, the sacral chakra is activated a lot. This can activate also some shadow parts that maybe need to be brought into integration from conditioning of distortion around sexual energy, of what's right and what's not right to express. Oh shit. Okay, sorry. I need to pause this for a second. Okay, beautiful souls. Next card that we got there is Archangel Shamel with beginnings. Oh, I love that as well because we can just see this woman walking on the beach. I was literally just thinking about the beach today. That's crazy. Okay, so beginnings are coming in. I'm going to read this one out. Extraordinary new opportunities are dawning for you, drawing you to new people, new places, and new projects. Shamel wishes to lovingly assist you, and any anxiety often precedes change. Ask you to call upon the might of all of the angels of Atlantis to help in order to arrive just where you would like to be. Before this fruitfully occurs, it may be appropriate for you to release all projects, all patterns of behavior, old ideas or old acquaintances. See the new as a time to be met by the sun of the source with renewed vigor and well-being. Just as you greet the new dawn, the new day with love, hope, and joy. So, well, beautiful souls, what amazing message and energy of Archangel Shamel guiding us to step into them new beginnings, into them new opportunities, and release anything that may be outdated right now. That doesn't serve our highest good. The next card that we got is Blue Messiah. The spiritual journey is individual exploration into the light of our own deeper truths. In this divided and changing world, many are searching for truth. Many people believe that their way is the best and only way to salvation. This can cause confusion amongst the masses and uncertainty on their individual paths and belief systems. The Blue Messiah represents the divine light of truth within you. Be discerning and trust your inner light and truth to guide you. Don't get caught up in the energy fields of judgment, anger, and fear, which may be emitted from souls around you. Shine your radiant love and light, dear one. It is only through your unconditional love and compassion that dividing walls melt away. This card serves as a confirmation that you are on the right path. Don't turn down your radiant light due to comparisons and criticism from others and their egos. Stand your ground with truth, love, and integrity. Avoid comparing or judging the journey and choices of others, and you will align with the divine truth. The Blue Messiah lives within you, dear soul. Shine this truth with unconditional love and compassion. With an open heart and an open mind, share your love and light with the world. And the chakra that is associated with this is the heart and the throat. And the exercise is to practice unconditional love and compassion to all, even those not aligned with your soul. The affirmation, I am compassionate. I send unconditional love to all souls. I will continue to move forward courageously as I follow the truth and light of my own soul. So sorry about the background noise out there, beautiful souls, but I don't know, it's Sunday. They're probably finished drinking in the pubs right now. So with that, beautiful souls, that's just again confirmation on what I was mentioning earlier on in the introduction about like seeking the answers to these deeper truths, but again, only you can find them within, and only you know your truth. And if you are in alignment and integrity with your truths, with your beliefs, and with your actions. So we're gonna move on to the tarot. And I did ask some questions for this. So where are we directing our arrows for this new moon as a collective? So I feel like we're directing our arrows upwards. We're manifesting. We're really pulling from that divine feminine energy. But I feel the message and guidance that we're getting is that we need to balance. We need, wherever we're aiming our arrows right now, it needs to be balanced in the physical and in the spiritual. It's not time just yet to put down roots of whatever this is, but it's nearly time to put down the roots. I feel like the main message that I'm getting here is balance of the arrows. You know, you can't just tune into the divine feminine energy of ideas of creation and then not tune into your divine masculine energy and put that into action. So really review what you are manifesting and what ways you are doing that right now. We all need to. I know that it is going to be time quite soon to put the roots down, but there's just a balance coming in there. The next question that I asked is, what truths about ourselves are we seeking? And for that, beautiful souls, I feel like there's a new spark, a new creative spark after being lit of what's coming in, of these new opportunities, and we're just going to really take off on this next chapter with what's to come, with this excitement, with this drive, with this ambition. What was the question again? Sorry. What truths? I feel like the truths that we are seeking are the deep rooted in sensuality, in creativity, in bringing the shadow aspects into light and integration. I feel like we've done a good bit of that true Scorpio season, and right now it's going to be time to take off. But if you didn't do that shadow work in Scorpio season, it doesn't go away. It needs to be done. Okay, so I hope that made sense. Deep, dark truths. The next question that I asked is, when to start planning our next adventures. So I feel like it's in the next couple of weeks, beautiful souls. And I feel like, again, this adventure is going to be really, really in alignment with our power center and we're also speaking our truth. So it's going to be something really, really close to our hearts, to our heart center, whatever this adventure may be. I know mine will be another camping trip. Back out into Gaia, please nurture me with your 528 hertz. But yeah, we need to start planning our adventure in the next couple of weeks. What higher learning should we be pursuing? So, for this beautiful souls, the higher learning that we should be pursuing is one of evolution and transformation and metamorphosis. I'm just laughing at the way my higher self never breaks that down quite simple. It's also because I'm a little bit tired right now. I'm like, oh my God. My inner self's energy is quite strong. It's okay. I got this. So, back into our higher self. So, yeah. One of growth, evolution, transformation, and metamorphosis. It needs to be also in a balance, but it's also got to do with our security and stability, with our abundance. So the higher learning that we should be pursuing is one that is linking in with our higher self, with our soul's growth, with our soul mission, with the next step on our trajectory. And one that lights our heart center up. Again, I'm just getting a really strong message that it has to be in vibrational frequency with you and with where you are right now. So this, whatever is coming next in your journey, whatever you're learning, whatever tool, it's gonna help your soul's growth. It's coming from the higher realms and the heart center. Okay, what's the next question that I asked? Outcome of this new moon. Outcome of this new moon, beautiful souls, solar eclipse in Sagittarius is going to be a good one. I feel like there's going to be some closure coming in. And again, them new opportunities are also coming in. But I feel like there's also going to be a big sense of achievement and completion. And confidence is going to grow with that. For some reason, I'm feeling like just really like cutting away them old roots and pulling them out by the core and like letting what you've already planted sprout instead. So yeah, I feel like it's gonna be a good energy from the outcome of this new moon. And then we did get a message from the universe, and the message from the universe is linking in with the Chiron energy, and it is to really embrace and embody any experiences, especially in childhood, that you went through, and bring them into your strength, into your power, into oneness. Call that part or parts home. But really, really feeling at peace with them past events and childhood traumas. And then the final message that we got to wrap this up is the Zeta Reticuli paradox and future. So the Zetas pass through an essential transformational paradigm on their way to enlightenment. It has to do with an alchemical, It has to do with an alchemical shift from a state of polarity to the paradox of containing both poles simultaneously in total balance with no preference for either. Spiritually, they learned to be both full, containing the universe in all of its forms, and empty, containing nothing but conscious awareness. Living this paradox is a point of power and is the key for spiritual transformation. You contain this paradox as well. Learn to tap in to accelerate your evolution. Let the Zetas guide you. This card refers to the Zeta era in which their species became enlightened. The theme of this card may be the most difficult one in the deck to understand because the mind is used to processing its view of reality through polarity, choosing one or the other. A paradox is a seemingly true statement or group of statements that leads to a contradiction or situation that seems to defy logic or intuition. The mind cannot grasp the two opposing forces can sometimes coexist harmoniously. Very often when people discover a paradox on their spiritual journey, they believe that it is because they have somehow failed in their work. The opposite is true. It means we are closer to the truth because the truth cannot exist within a polarized perspective. As we teach ourselves to go beyond this or that, a whole new reality opens. If this card came up, it points to a shift in your perspectives that is on the horizon or happening now. This shift can take you closer to unlocking limiting beliefs and perspectives that keep you stuck. If you encounter a paradox in your life, resist the temptation to make a choice of this or that. Let the two ideas both be present without choosing one or the other. Let yourself feel what that does within your consciousness. This was one of the key exercises that helped to free the Zeta species and facilitate their enlightenment. And it will be a key in human transcendence as well. Thank you, beautiful souls, as ever, for joining me for that reading. I know I started off strong and wasn't that tired till I started channeling during the reading, but it's all good. I hope you enjoyed. So did I. We got some amazing messages, as ever. I'm so grateful to be a channel for them. I hope they help you navigate your journey. We'll be back soon with some more guidance. Remember, you can head over to my YouTube if you want to catch some extra guidance, and then there's just lots of me camping on there as well if you're into that. And also you can check out the website for any of the services and upcoming events of 2022. So enjoy, beautiful souls, this amazing solar eclipse new moon in Sagittarius.